This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
And today we are dedicating this program to young couples who spend their time taking precautions so as not to have a baby before they actually plan to do so, and who, when they plan to do so, find that they can't conceive. Dr. Lydia, what are the factors which contribute to this infertility?
Well, there are many factors, and each of them belongs to different point of views. If we will speak about infertility, it is the ability to ovulate, conceive, deliver a child unsuccessfully. So it means in a different phase of life production, some imbalance, some obstacles on the way. And the reasons of that is quite multiple. One of the reasons is the lifestyle. And it is a quite sad statistic, the more we comforting our life, the more we lowering our fertility level. So our hypodynamic style, when we're sitting too much, we have a low level of exercise. Our blood circulation is very poor, and especially in the reproductive and the genital area of our body. So it's creating stagnancy, it's creating poor metabolism, and this strange diagnosis called lazy sperm. So it's like the metabolic process in the reproductive area, very low. The other factor is drug-related. So we have drugs as a cigarette, alcohol, narcotics. We have drugs in the food. We have drugs as a medicine. Actually, some medicine even mention as a side effect of a poor libido and even the very poor ejaculation or poor erection. So some drugs really affected us. Some chronic diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure. People now are very much affected by disease called depression. We can speak a lot about it, we already touched the subject, but depression can be caused by organic problems or psychological problems, emotional problems, life issues, and it's our reaction towards these situations. So if we're talking about drug-related infertilities, we need to speak about both infertilities, females and males. And actually, some infertility specifically connected to women. The chronic inflammations, the infection, the sexual transmitted diseases, the poor diet, very big deficiency in food, in daily intake. Fashionable factor, it's very surprisingly we're talking about it, but the more young women trying to feed the fashionable standard of our outlook, they're going underweight. And this underweight factor has actually affected our reproductive sphere. If we're talking about models, like advertisement business, it is a lot of young women who building up the career at their own expense and their reproductivity. It is a big talk also about the contraceptive pills, but the scientists and the medical specialists still do not find a conclusion about the subject, because it is a lot of cases when a woman, after the contraceptive pills, becoming to be pregnant straight away. And some women need more time to settle down, resettle the system, because all contraceptive pills affected our hormones. The other factor, we need to speak about it urgently, because it's connected to radiation.
Yes, having mentioned radiation, why do we tend to ignore it so much?
We are thinking if we are living far away from the nuclear stations, we are safe. But unfortunately, we are not. All these radiation antennas connected to the TV, the satellites, the power stations, you can see on the top of a building sometimes two or three in a radius of about nearly half kilometers, nearly kilometers, some powerful antennas will affect all the people who are living in this area. If we're very much connected to the electronics equipment during our job, and then we're coming home and we are also surrounded by this equipment, definitely it will be one of the factors.
It's a pity that the media does not talk about these things.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about these receptors being in such a short radius. I think the citizens should be protected.
At least they have to be informed. Unfortunately, if we will speak about the human right, this is nonsense to speak about human right on different issues, but not to speak about just electromagnetic pollution.
Exactly. I mean, we get the latest news of gossip about film stars. Our news is full of crime and politics and accidents. Discussion programs are full of lots of things, but do we ever discuss these things?
No, it's not the subject yet. But I believe very soon we will speak about it. And in fact, we already started to speak about it, Margaret. So people will be more and more aware. Another factor is alcohol and cigarettes. It's very popular in our society, and we most probably mistakenly associate the cigarettes with tobacco, which is not the same, because the cigarettes contain a lot of chemicals, and these chemicals create so much toxins in our body, it's depleting the reproduction of semen in the male's body and building up the chronic inflammatory process in the reproductive area of women.
So, apart from the tobacco, because we tend to blame it on the tobacco, it's the chemicals that we should blame.
Definitely. The American Indians used tobacco for a long time, many generations. And I never made the record about American Indian have a problem with the fertility. But the chemicals of the cigarettes have absolutely different structure, different influences for the body. It affected our endocrine system. It affects the lymphatic purity. And definitely it's affected our reproduction. Now a lot of young people using cannabinoids, cannabis, which is also another discussion. It have positive and negative influences, but if we're touching the subject of reproduction, the cannabinoids decreasing the reproduction, because cannabinoids, which is very much related to the brain function in a way to regulate our reproductive system. Another factor is emotional factor and mental overstress. This stressful situation decreasing people's libido, and of course this chronic tiredness is not encouraging sexual performance. Overweight problems as well affect fertility and decreasing the man's sperm count. Another problem is the age. Because with the age, it's a natural process. And we are thinking our fertility have a straight connection between the age and the capacity to produce new life. But actually, it's also a question mark, because in some tribal populations, women can produce children until 70, 80. Women have no menopause.
Really? Because we talk about our biological clock ticking, you know?
Yes, yes. This biological clock is very much connected to the style of living in our time. I was also shocked when years ago I was talking with a woman who spent a couple of years in a rainforest tribe. And they was using special exercises, women and the men was using special exercise connected to the traditional rituals towards the sun. So every morning they have a special exercise at sunrise and at sunset.
And what were they? Fertility rites?
No, vital exercises. It's sort of yoga, but it was connected to the shamanic culture and connected to the reunion or unity with nature. It was connected to the drink. They was ending this ritual in the morning and in the evening. Some special roots, some leaves, some herbs. And this woman who spent the couple of years among these people, she recorded shocking information. The women over 70, over 80 were giving birth and they feel good. They even were feeding their babies with the milk. They were living, the life age was about 100 years. Of course, not every woman was giving birth over 70, over 80. But for this tribe, it was like natural process.
This proves that it's the kind of life that we created
Definitely.
That is ruining everything.
And our beliefs.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to the program Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva.
Another important point to discuss, how our mind is connected to infertility. So when we're overstressed and when we're seeing only the minuses in ourselves, in our partner, when we have a dirty mind towards sex and sexuality, we are decreasing the possibilities of healthy energy flow. We're creating blockages in our mind, and the blockages from the mind affected our emotional state. Our emotions very much connected to our body, and even in conventional medicine, the term psychosomatic condition is very popular, very well known. Actually, over 70% of different diseases belong to psychosomatic diseases.
In fact, some women do get pregnant when they are relaxed, when their mind is off trying to get pregnant. Normally when they go on holiday and suddenly happens.
Yes, it's not a surprise after the marriage, after the wedding, young couple have a honeymoon. So when people do not need to think about the surviving, financial surviving, or business, or study, or something else. So they are concentrating on each other. They're creating this energy flow between them, and it's a very, very important moment. So I will suggest to the young couples, after marriage, do not continue, even if you have some interest still for a job, for study. So it's a sacred time. It's better with respect towards yourself, towards each other, and towards new life, what you, as a children, what you are looking for. Make it very special, because this time will never repeat. We are in a moment of co-creation with the divine. And this moment is very, very sacred. Actually, one of the treatments for people with infertility is the affirmations. And these affirmations people have to repeat every day. And I, if you want, Margaret, I prepare some affirmations.
Yes, please. Can you explain what these affirmations are?
Affirmations are positive suggestions for yourself. The affirmations which will connect to the men and the women is very simple. The simplicity is affected us mostly because the simplicity is keeping the sincerity. And the first affirmation is, I trust my body. This thought, just repeating this phrase in your mind, first in the morning when you're just opening your eyes, or even do not open your eyes when you're awakening, I trust my body. I trust my Buddha. It's creating a very nice relationship with yourself. It's creating this intimacy with yourself. And then we can offer this intimacy towards each other, towards the partner, towards each other.
Yes, but Dr. Lydia, so this affirmation, what you're saying, it means you're saying something positive about yourself, but what process is going on between the mind and the body at that time while you are saying it?
Margaret, as we already discussed in many of your program, the body is very big, sacred and secret. Still, with all our studies, with all our sciences, and it is a very deep connection between our body, our spiritual aspect, our emotions, and our physicality. In the age of the night,
in the medieval ages,
people knew about the sacredness of the body, and they developed this direction. It's called alchemy. So the alchemy is a very mysterious process that is going on in our body. Yes, of course, we can speak about the connection is going through our endocrine system. We can speak about our hormones. We can speak about the catalytic process of fermentation, enzymes. But at the same time, what has affected us, what is the catalyst of all these processes, definitely we're keeping it in a spiritual matter and in our mental state. That's why the most sacred books like the Bible or the Bhagavad Gita or the Quran or some other scriptures always saying, when your spirit is happier, everything is okay. That is why most diseases we have to start to treat on a spiritual matter.
So coming back to the affirmation, the first one was, I trust my body. You keep on repeating that.
Yes, affirmation is like a program in a computer, like a software. Better, of course, if you have a problem with the fertility, to go to the specialist and to understand what you are keeping in your mind or in your emotions or in your physical body, what is installed in your physical body, what is going on, or it is a genetically determined problems which we are inheriting from our ancestors, or it is even the result of our previous diseases in our childhood, even like varicocele and undeveloped testicles and the semen, or we have anatomical problems in the male's body, for example, with the semen channels, what can be traumatized. Professional sportsmen can have fertility problems just by overusing their physical body, overtired. Mind you, for example, in the male's body, the sperm is created from the highest ingredients, you can say, from the highest protein, from the highest nutrients in the body. And if we are using it more on physical activities, we are in deficiency of this element. So the fertility can decrease. I would love, Margaret, to share some affirmations. Maybe somebody will find it useful. After I trust my body, you can have another affirmation. My body is open for life wisdom. My body is in balance. My sexuality allows me to feel joy. It is leading me into the easy conception. My body is functioning correctly. My hormones are in balance. The other affirmations are very good for women, especially who are not of such a young age, like between 18 or even 17 to 26, 27. In Russia, for example, 27, 28, it's already old for the birth-giving woman. Like, I give the birth for my son when I was 27, and the medical professions was already like a special case. So now, nowadays, more and more women giving birth when they're over 30, 40, even who are lucky, even 50. Mm-hmm. And of course, it is a big issue in society because the body is sometime collecting during the life a lot of toxins, so it's not easy process. Plus, our mind also resettled, so we are already the personalities. We involve into some businesses or into some ideas. And so we need to do the resettling of our mind, if especially woman is pregnant. We need to do this resettling, and the affirmations are really helpful. Some women are afraid to be involved into the motherhood. They're afraid they are not good enough, or they're afraid it can affect their life very badly. So we can use this affirmation, I release fears about age and time.
And for all those women out there, watch out, because during our next program, Dr. Lydia will take us through the female cycle, day by day, all 28 days. So all you men out there, if you want to know why your partner is behaving strangely, there is a very interesting explanation why. So join us again for another Sukiyam on Campus FM. Until our next program, this is Margaret Arjous, who would like to thank Samuel, our recording engineer. And I leave you with Dr. Lydia and some affirmations.
I trust my body. My body is open for life wisdom. Body is in balance. I am releasing my mind blocks towards my mother or fatherhood. I declare myself fertile. I focus on the power of now. My body is functioning correctly. My hormones are in balance. Accept the responsibility of motherhood. I accept the responsibility of fatherhood. My body is leading me into the easy conception. My pregnancy will be joyful and easy. Thank you.
We are a pregnant couple waiting to experience a new life.